will never be able to visualize in the tree of Bishashem. Because every time we say Bishashem, Bishashashmat, an artist in Mitzane, he has to be Mitzanevish himself. Let us say, Pukachnevish in Beche. That's the tree of Bishashem. Masha'inke, when there is a Tzomet cloud in Israel, so that is the tree of Bishashem. So that's why Tisha said, ופרק את הסוויץ לפורק אביוי ובכניסה למעבירה ומשם את דיבוס השורשון ואת הרדיקים שמזומר ומשם את קרקעי ובויסור So, משום דהות לא מפורק because the machine also knew that in so far as the Israel of my sin of is concerned so the pekwach nefesh of so many human beings was they had the Israel of the sin of but the Gemara's question is why does they on the Shabbat Yoel, after all, she disregarded the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. There is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to be Meisanevish himself. To be Meisanevish himself. To be Meisanevish himself. So, Memele, why did she suggest news? So, that's no kasha. Because true that Pikuach Nefesh of one Jew and the even of a thousand Jews will not be they have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem if for some reason there is a chibur of Kiddush Hashem. So Mele, he has to disregard the Pekuach Nefesh of one Jew or a thousand Jews. But when it's a question of Atzolat Klal Yisrael, so that is they have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But the Gemara's kasha was, why does they on Mishabeach? So the Gemara says, Vokmisanim Abeire, Lomo Mishabcha Kosu, Minoshim Beyo Tegoyroch, So the Gemara is a teret that the Vosen Shom is showing Rove and Tosari. So in other words, we see that Teitzes applies the Svore of Kakeiro on two levels. First, it's on the level of Pekuach Nefesh, so there, it doesn't make any difference whether she does in Ma'ase or she doesn't do in Ma'ase, as long as in the Ma'ase Aveira itself, in the Issa of Arayas itself, she is the Sheva of Ma'ase. So Mele Pekuach Nefesh is Eiche, but then there is the problem of Kiddush Hashem. So they are only when she is an honest Gomor. So then we can say Kata'ilo. So, but if she has to do in Ma'ase, so then we cannot say Kata'ilo. So in respect to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, we couldn't apply the Svore of Kakeilom and Gabi Yoel. Because after all, she wasn't an honest gomo, because he didn't try to force her, on the contrary, she enticed him. So anyway, we couldn't apply the Svore of Kakeilom on the level of honest gomo. So this is what Deitze says in the Vomit Dr. Kimo. First Deitze says in the Vomit Dr. Kimo, that the Gemara's kasha couldn't be for Kinsanya Mavere. How was she even a Nisar of Arayas because she was a Kakeilom? So the Nisar of Arayas was Nitre. And even though she enticed him, but in the Maisa Aveira of Arayas, she was a Shemal Taisa. She enticed him, but in the Aveira of the Arayas, she was a Shemal Taisa. So the male and the Aveira of Arayas was Nitre in the Kakeilom. But then the question is, apart from the Nisar of Arayas, Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, Mitzachin Shashem, she should not be allowed to submit to Sisro, to snooze. And we cannot say the same Svore that the Gemara mentioned for Gabi Esther. Because the Gabi Esther has nearly said, if she refused to go, then she would have been carried. So maybe she was an honest gomo. So Esther was an honest gomo. But Joel was not an honest gomo. So we couldn't apply the Svore of Kakeilom with Gabi Yoel. And on his gomo level, we can be Esther, we can apply this vore, on his gomo, because every time Ahasuerus called her, so even if she refused to walk, she would have been carried. So, in other words, if she had remained passive, she would also have committed the avir of news. So, the only alternative left for Esther was to fight back, so that she was not the chayavus to do. So she was an honest gomo, a musa gmumo. Masha'inke Gabi Yoel, she enticed Sisro. So Memele, so she was not an honest gomo, Yoel. So why did Vero, why is Borom Shabeacher? And the reason why she did it was because even though, if not for Atzeret Klal Yisrael, Mitzat Kiddush Hashem, she wouldn't be allowed to do it, even to save the human life, but because the Klal Yisrael, the lives of Klal Yisrael were at stake, so the name of Atzeret Klal Yisrael is Deiche. Atzeret Klal Yisrael is Deiche. Hatzolus Klal Yisrael is Deiche the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But why does the Pasuk Mishabeach her? So, because the Pasuk shall be showing him, Roy et Yosadim. Now, take the Shita in Sanhedrin, all of HaKosot Eimeh. So, that it means the Pasuk, the Rabbi Meishik Noveh. So, the question is, in other words, the Pasuk is Mishabeach. the motive of Ari. But it's Yoy Lo Yaveh. So, apparently, takes this in Abin Zoreh agreement with the Balamoya Shita. The Balamoya Shita is the Baramoya Shiki is the Bizar of that Amos of Pipach Nefesh is Deche, the Bizar of Avizore. And the reason as to why Avizore is Yoy Vayavir is because of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Since it's because of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so if it's a question of Atzeret Klal Yisrael, so Atzeret Klal Yisrael is Deche, the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So that's why this is Avizore explains the Gemore, all of HaKosot Eimeh under the Pasuk. Alarim in Emma, that the passage of Rabbi Meishik Noveh has referenced on.
Shur Yud Ches and Ksuvos, Beis Cheshvan, Heitav Shemin, Beis, October 30th, 1981, on Friday.
On one hand, Tesvet says that the Tzirik Yisus Chwitze, the Pore Gabi Yoyer, Vokom Yisan Yim Ha'avere, Mishane Tivose Shol Rishoy Yim Boyim Tzadiki, Yitu Bozu Amo, Vokom Mishane Ka'akoy Lo Moiso, Vishim Dhosam Nipori Chamay Umotra Atmen, Vimlo Yoroy Tzol Yoroy Tzol Yoroy Tzol Yoroy Tzol the other of the Hoyzor Shit is Mereyu, and the Hoka Pahushi, from Misani Mabin, along with Mishapka Akosu, Minoshin the Eel Tibira. So from this basis, it's Mashma that the term of Kaka Elom did not apply to Yor. Did not apply to Yor. Then in Botesves, Tesves in Yvonne's Dr. Gimu, so first Tesves said that the Gimoras Kashi was not the Gimoras Kashi. Tesis says the Kashi, why does the Gemara say Gabioi Vokom Nisani Mavera? So the Gemara's Kashi was not because it has to be. Does anyone have here Gemara Yvonne and also Gemara Yvonne?
Not
so. Not yet. All right? Thank you. Or the Kumisanim Aveire, literally name out the Pori Hamayu in Moscow, Atmo, Shaikake Elohim, Chibikoma Gabiese. So, in other words, the thesis at first says that the reason is why Yoel was not in Huyev to be in the Nevesh Atal was because she was Kake Elohim. So that means that the Svore of Kake Elohim applies to Yoel too. Then, thesis says, so it's contrary to what thesis says here in Surah, but then thesis in Vome says, the eight, Kihu Lohoyo Miamso, the other of the Ishid out of the Dvori Lahriye, Lohiolo, Kihu Hatu Sheikh Lahatu Yisrael. And the poor Hamayan Shapakos. So that's what, that's exactly the same thing that they said here in Surah. So, it is terminal day. Unless we are going to explain the thesis, Rekonim of the poor Hamayan Mosfatmo, Sharikake Elo. So assuming that he did force her, so that there is no cash. And the thesis says, Sisro didn't even try to force. But that's strange. I mean, if the Mitzvah says that Sisro didn't try to force her, and that appears from the Psukim and Shaykhim that he didn't try to force her. On the contrary, she enticed him. So why should Tesla say something in explaining if the facts had been not what they were. I mean, that doesn't make sense. And there is a case that in Hosea, So here in Hosea, Pesach just mentions the first washing in the bones. So what is it? I mean, first of all, it's not Mistabel that takes a certain topic as to the facts overtaking Yoel. In other words, whether he forced her or she enticed him. It appears from the psukim. I mean, that he didn't try to force her. And then, how the child of the Pesach should say first, directly the poor Hamalai Masra, Moshaka, Kaelomi. And then he says, Vei Kihulu Loyoman. So he says, now I mentioned the Blamoya Shiki. The Blamoya Shiki is that Imba Hayas in Abilizor. If the Amos is Mishavla Loy Tatsme, so the even a Mish is not the way to be misrepresented. Even a Mish is not the way to be misrepresented. If the Amos is Mishavla Loy Tatsme. Only when it is Mishavla Loy Tatsme. So in other words, what is the Shikun Bamoya? And the Midri mentions that Chite, and at the end, he appears to adopt the Chite of the Bamoya. So, what is the sheet of the Lamoya? In other words, most Rishonim hold that the three Abeiros, so Enes of Piglach Nefesh is not even there. The Lamoya sheet is not. Just as Enes of Piglach Nefesh is there. Other Abeiros is there in itself, Abedizore, and Darius as well, even with Abedish. But the reason is why Abedizore and Darius. He's mechuyev to the mitzvah nefesh, that's because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But in regard to other averes, so even if the amos is mischav la'avirei, the mechayev of Kiddush Hashem is only if it's difares. So there is no union of Kiddush Hashem with sine, even if the amos is mischav la'avirei. Mashen ke in regard to avizor and arayes, so there is a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, even with sine. As long as the Anos is Mishavla here. But if the Anos is Mishavla no Tatsme, then there is no Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem, even Bavu Nizor and Arayim. You are right. But the Enes of Pivach Nefesh is Deyche, the Yisra Arayim. Even the Yisra Arayim of the Ish. And is Deyche the Yisra of Bavu Nizor, of the Yisra of Bavu Nizor. So that's the Shita of Bavu Nizor. So the Mele, even according to Taisa Shittegi, now, I mentioned that there are two pshat in Rishayim, in Kakel. One pshat in Kakel, the usual pshat is that it is Svore in Pikoach Nefesh. In other words, we have a hekesh between Reitzich and Arayis. Just as by Reitzich, so Pikoach Nefesh is not there, and it's Reitzich. So Pikoach Nefesh is not there, and it's Arayis. So, this is it. So it has to be duly the Ritzich. And by the Tziche, suppose Amos tells Rumei, I am going to pick you up and throw you on the Tinnit and kill the Tinnit. And if you fight me, so then I'll kill you. So then, this is it. He's not the Huyach to be Mishonetish himself for saving the life of the Tinnit, because after all, he doesn't do anything. He's just passive. The only way to stop the Amos from killing the Tinei is by fighting back. But if he remains passive and he acts like a stone without any opposition, so then, he'll remain alive. So the only way to save the life of the Tinei would be by fighting back. So here we say that my body is in the opposite direction. Why should we say, my cousin, that your life is more precious than the life of the teenage, maybe the life of the teenage is as precious as your life? So you can answer, if you tell him that, he can answer, true, my life is not more precious than the life of the teenager, but similarly, the life of the teenager is not any more precious than my life, so why should I take the initiative and fight back in order to save the teenager at the expense of killing myself? So by the Tzichet, if the Mitzayah is the Sheva Al-Taisa, so there is no Yor Goyabe. So that means that insofar as the Tzichet is concerned, so Tivach Nefesh is not Deicher the Tzichet from Vatzeh, but Tivach Nefesh is Deicher the Tzichet the Sheva Al-Taisa. Now I mentioned that Chaim's Kasher against Tzichet is by the Tzichet, so he's only in stone, so he doesn't even involve any Yisrael Tzichet. Mashiach in Barayas, she is Eva Yisrael Arayas just as the man is Eva Yisrael Arayas. So I said, no, Tesis Shite apparently is that even though the Tzichet Yedayim is committed by the one who throws this Jew upon the king, but the problem is, in other words, since he can stop it and not let himself be used as a stone in killing the teenager. So the melee, he is the Sheval Taisa in a passive way. He is either the Lisirtoch in a passive way, the Sheval Taisa. Because he's a grab. He's a grab. Of course, he couldn't be high of say, he did so good, but say, suppose the Amos will tell Ruben, let's have fun. I'll pick you up. You don't have to do anything. I'll pick you up. I'll throw you up on the thing. For the thing. And he's not going to kill me. So, and he lets himself be used as a stone. So then, the fame. So then he'll still not be high of the Amos will be high. The one who throws will be higher than you. Because he does the Tzichet Yedayim, but he will be higher than Tzichet Yishamayim, as the owner of the Tzichet. So that's the Tzichet. So Tzichet says, since the whole thing of Yoreh Goyabe by Arayas is deduced from the Tzichet, the Hekesh, so the Melech endures it by the Tzichet. So Tzichet Nefesh is not Deichet in Yisrael Tzichet Mikum Vasei, but Tzichet Nefesh is Deichet in Yisrael Tzichet Bishev Al-Taisei. So the Melech by Arayas, the same thing, that Pikrach Nefesh is not Deicha the Nisar Arayas of the Ish, where it is become a say, but it's Deicha the Nisar Arayas of the Ish, where it is the Sheva Taisa. That's one shot. Then the other shot by the Shemini is that we only apply the Svor of Kaka Elom. We only apply the Svor of Kaka Elom if the Anos is going to do it anyway, without any action being taken by woman. That's the sheet of the beer. He's going to take it, in other words, the beer says, but it doesn't mean that every time she Achashverosh called her, so they led her in a carriage, in a vehicle. It's not Mistabah. But what the beer means, I'll call her, Hoyom Melichim says so. Suppose Esther had said, I don't want to go. So then Achashverosh would have told his servant to carry her to him. So the mayor, that means, so my so what was her alternative? To fight back, to protest, and to scream at the Ahasuerus. Then she would have avoided the Isra of Arayas, the Zeus. She would have avoided it. But then he would have killed her, so he would have done to her what he did to Vashti, had she protested. But in other words, so that means, that so it is, but if, let's say, the Anos will tell the Isha, now, if you don't want to be examined, so then I will not force it. But I'll kill it. And if she's given the alternative, so then she's not going, she has to take the initiative. She has to go to him. And if she will not go to him, then she will not be forced. So then the Midrash says, it's your Goyav. So when do we say that the Kaka Elom, according to the Miri, only when her alternative is to fight back. But if she remains passive, he will force her anyway. He'll force her anyway. So the melee then, she's allowed to submit. But if she has to do some action in order to submit to this news, then she is Mukhieves to be misalefish herself. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Miri? So in other words, so Kaka Elom is not a svore in Pikuach Nefesh in the Chayim, but Kaka Elom is a svore in onus. In other words, there are two kinds of onus. There is one kind of onus where he has a dinner. And there is another kind of anus, like Nara Morozov, who was raised in La Nara, Chayt Mishpat Moves, Yashayok Mishal Reis, Uritzoch. Yashayok Mishal Reis, Uritzoch. So the Sifri learns out from that person, Chayt Moves, that she is not in Mechiyev as he called. Why? Because that's an anus gomor. An anus gomor of my havel and never. So let's say, if somebody, the anus, tells Reuven, you kill Shimon. If you're not going to kill Shimon, I'll kill you. And Reuven. So Reuven is not here to make an evidence. Suppose he's not his nevesh himself, so the Rambam says he's potter of Nisa, because he has his being on us. But an honest gomor is not. How can we say he's an honest gomor just because he killed Shimon in order to save his life? And what about Shimon's life? Isn't that as precious as his life? So this kind of an honest is certainly a heyday, he's a heyday. And he has to go tshuva. But he is still potter of Nisa. He has his being on us. Masheiki Nara Morozov was raped. She's not in the chetas. It's not her act as a voluntary agent. It's her act as a mechanical act that is done all the time by inanimate things. So the melee, where is Kakeilo? I guess where she would be led to action. Even if she refused to go, she would be carried. But her only alternative would be to fight back, to insult him, to abuse him. I mean, the way Vashti did. So then he would kill her. So that does not negate the character of Onus Gomor. In other words, if, let's say, Eritrea is, if Reuven is forced by Anus to kill Shimon, otherwise he'll be killed, so he still has a din of Onus. He's part of Onus. But Onus Gomor isn't, because he has a clear chopshi to let himself be killed. There he goes, the mice. Masha'im came with Gabi Isha, where she would be carried anyway. And the only way of preventing this news would be by fighting back. So that's like the alternative of killing yourself. So, let's say, some Masha'im explained the Gemara, Tzuyis Masfan Abshayet. Tzuyis Masfan Abshayet. And it seems from the Gemara that all the game, they didn't have to be making it for themselves. So the question is, why did they have to be misnamed himself? So some Rishayim say because the Asaka. Some Rishayim say that's the Israel because Kakeiro. But the Shikin mentioned, the Shikin. That's a certain Rishayim. Shema Shikin Yishon. So he says that in the Haname, that every woman was Mokhuyeves to let herself be killed. Even though it's Kakeiro. Because Kakeiro is only Shaya Rigabe Avshor Avevets, where it's Paresia, but not Rigabe Arai. But, so, what the Gemara says here, that the Tzmuyas were not required to be Mishanef themselves, so he says the reason is why the Tzmuyas acted contrary to the Deen, because here the headman, the headman was a brute, and he raised the Psula that was Mrs. Duffy. He didn't ask her any questions, but the Tzmuyas, when they saw that the headman is approaching. When they saw that the headman was approaching, trying to rape her, so they killed themselves, they committed suicide in order to prevent the rape. So that there is no halacha of Mesiras Nefesh of killing oneself. The halacha of Mesiras Nefesh is only to let yourself be killed, but not to kill yourself. So that's why the Gemara says the English will be in Shore. Let the Hakomim tell the Tzmuyas that issue they don't have to do to kill themselves. And if the hangman unfortunately rapes her and doesn't give me her the choice of letting herself be killed, so then she's certainly an anusik gmura, and it's not shayach. I mean, there is not shayach to say that she's not an anusik gmura. That's the best example of an anusik gmura, when he doesn't even give her the choice. He doesn't even give her the choice. So the shita of the Miri is in the case where the anus would force her anyway, and she would be carried by court. And the only way to prevent is by screaming, by protesting, by fighting back. So that's like being able to prevent the anus by killing herself. That does not negate the character of anus no more. So what difference does it make whether she has to kill herself in order to prevent the illness, or she has to scream and pinch it and fight back in order to prevent the illness. So he doesn't prevent the character of illness, of illness gomor, of illness gomor. So according to the Miri, Kakaelo is his swore in illness gomor. According to Teisves, Kakaelo is his swore, is his swore in Bachner. So the male takes his shite in Ksuvets and in Vomets and in Nozia. We see that there is a steering case. On one hand, Teisves says that the reason why Yoel was not with the Eves to live in the Rebbe is because of Kakeirom. Then Teisves says, no, not because Kakeirom. Kakeirom is not Chaya, because there Yoel enticed him. He didn't rape her. So it's a steering case. The answer is, Teisves considers the score of Kakeirom on two levels. On the level of Tikvah Nekesh, and on the level of Onus Gomor. So because there are two questions involved in regard to Mr. Asnefesh for Arai. We see that the Balamoya Shita means that the Inesh of Tikvah Nefesh is Geichet in Mr. Arai. Even with Amish. And that's why he says, Idanos is Kishavot. Mishavot, Lano es Hatsnei. Let's say if the Yevedes Kehobi would force a Jew that he should be born upon her, the way Ishes Petipa forced Yeis Matzadi. So then the Ramoya says that Al-Qidin, he is not Nechuyet. Al-Qidin, he is not Nechuyet to the Mishavetesh himself. And Yeis Matzadi. So was Mishavetesh himself, even though Ishes Petipa was Mishavetesh, Lano es Hatsmo, so that was with him Ishes Adin. But Yeis Matzadik was not Mechuyet to be Mesa Nefesh himself, according to Balamoyer. Now, right, so we see that according to Balamoyer, the illness of Tikvah Nefesh, just as it is Deichet, Kiru Shabbos, and other Aveiret, is Deichet in Yisra Raya's too. But if the Amos is Mishavon Lavire, then is the Mesa Nefesh for Raya's because of Kiru Shashet. But your Aveiret, even if he's Mishab Lavir, there is no Michael of Kiddush Hashem unless it is coupled with Parhesse, like as on Israel. But if there are no 10 Jews present, so I'm sure Abir is, even if Danos is Mishab Lavir, there is no Michael of Kiddush Hashem. I arrived, there is a Michael of Kiddush Hashem, if it's Mishab Lavir, if it's Mishab Lavir, even if it's Vitzin. So we see that according to Balamoyeh, so the illness of Tikvah Nefesh is Deiche, the Yisrael of Arayas is such. But he's still Mechuyev in Mesa Nefesh under certain circumstances, Mishav Lavirei, because of the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. So the name according to Teisves, in regard to Yisrael Nefesh and Arayas, there are two considerations. Two Mechayev. One Mechayev is the Yisrael of Arayas. So these are the men. So, the illness of Tikvah Nefesh is not there, the Yisr. Is not there, the Yisr of Arayas of the men, that is the combatant. But vis-a-vis a woman, so since the whole halacha of Yehoi Valyavir and Arayas, that Tikvah Nefesh is not there, Mr. Arayas, is deduced from the Tziche, and by the Tziche, so Tikvah Nefesh is not there, Ritziche v'kumasei, but Tikvah Nefesh is deiche ritziche v'shevar taise, that's what Teisves says in the case of the Kinei, or the Kinei. So the name of Arayas, Tikvah Nefesh is not deiche the Yisr Arayas of the men, which is v'kumasei, but Tikvah Nefesh is deiche the Yisr Arayas of the women, which is v'shevar taise. So the mechayev of the Yisr Arayas as such is not present regarding the issue. That's one floor of Kakeirom. That's the score of Kakeirom on the level, on the Tikvah Nefesh level. But then, just as we see that the Balamoy, he holds the things of Tikvah Nefesh, he's always there for the Yisrael of Arayim. Even the Yisrael of Arayim, still there is no Hashem. So even according to faith, that in regard to the men, so Tikvah Nefesh, the Yisrael of Tikvah Nefesh, is not there. The Yisr Arayas. But in regard to the woman, so the Tikvah Nefesh is the Yisr Arayas of the woman, which is the Shevat Ayse. So the Mechayev of the Yisr Arayas as such is not present, regarding to her relative to the Yisr. But she should be Mechayev to the Mitzvah Nefesh, and in Shishish, if the Amos forces her to submit to him, to his news, so true, she is not Yechuyeves on the score of the Sakharias as such, but let her be Yechuyeves on the score of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Just as the Balamoya is Mechayev the man to the Mitzvah Nefesh on the score of Kiddush Hashem. So the Mele Teisves is also Mechayev, according to Teisves, the Isha is Mechayeves to give up her life for Arayes, even though the Yisra Arayes of the Isha is Nitzchemit Letiglach Nefesh. But let us still be Mechayeves to be Mitzvah Nefesh because of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, because of Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. So Teisa says, but in the case, so this is what Teisa says. Rekel nina, nivom, vokom sani mavir, rekel nina vipoich, amayu bos ratzmo, sharekalke elemu, kivikom agabi es. So the mele, the mechayev of the Yisra of Arayes is lacking there. Because Kibach Nefesh is there, the Yisra Arayes of the Yisra, which is Shemal Taisi. Just as Kibach Nefesh is there, the Yisra of Chil Shabbat, so Kibach Nefesh is there, the Yisra of the sin of Ligabi the Yisra. But then the question is, maybe but because of Kibush Hashem, because of Kiddush Hashem. So he says, but this itself would not justify Yoel's behavior, because the Kihulo Yoel answer. Here, he was not the answer. He didn't tell her, if you fight back, I'll kill you. On the contrary, he was seeking protection from her. So, he was the answer by other rabbi. He should doubt it before him last year. We hope we are well. He do have his faith in Hatzol Yisrael. So if it hadn't involved, if the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael had not been at stake, so Yoel would not be allowed if only her life had been at stake. So then, not the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael, so then Yoel wouldn't be allowed to entice him to snooze in order to have him killed. Because true that the Yisra of Arayes is Nitre. The Yisra Arayes that is B'Shem Al-Taisi is Nitre, but Mitzat Kiddush Hashem. So she would be Mechayeves to be Mitzvah Nefesh herself, if her life had been at stake. But here, her life was not even at stake. But what was at stake? The life that had solely of Klal Yisrael. So in any way, if the Yisra of Arayes is such as not Nitre, so then we cannot say, because of Atomas Klal Yisrael, what she should be, Mutanis, to be Abraham Yisra Arayis. You cannot. There is the Yisra Arayis that is in there. But the Yisra Arayis was Nitre, because it's B'Shem Al-Taisi. But, Mitzaktim Shashem, she would be Mechayeves to be Yisra Nefesh herself. So, Mitzaktim Shashem, she would be Mechayeves to be Yisra Nefesh, her own Nefesh. But Mitzaktim Shashem, she is not Mechayeves to be Meisa Nefesh, the Nefesh of all Israel. So the Mele, she was allowed even to entice him. She was allowed even to entice him because of the Atzol of all Israel. But had the Atzol of all Israel not been at stake, so then she wouldn't be allowed to entice him in order to save one life. Because of the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Masha'inke, as far as Mitzvah of Arayis is concerned, so then she would be allowed to do it, even to save an individual life, not only the life of Klal Yisrael, the life of Klal Yisrael. This is the Sheet of Teisa. Now, there is a tshuva in the Negev Yehuda. So he protests very vehemently against the psak by one of the Dil Yisrael, and he doesn't remember exactly. not going to keep you at the protocol of today's day. Not that the day is shorter because of the time, but insofar as we are concerned. So some said the earlier. Now this we have essentially been fighting and fighting because of the time, so we have to get you to fall. Was neben Jude zum Jonne Chirik Jodee Primen Kuh Samachalik. Now, there is many made the mistake, the Yehuda did not make the mistake, but many made the mistake that the Marich with the Rishon says that if a woman submits to Zeus in order to save the life of another person, not her own, she doesn't need to do it. The Marich never said it. The Marich never said it. What the Marich does say is that it should be in the Marich. No, I don't have the Marich here. Okay. Anyway, it's Kuf Samar Zayin. In the Yehuda, it's Kuf Samar Chalet. And the Marich is Kuf Samar Zayin. It's Kuf Samar Zayin. So the Marich had a tshuva. A certain woman committed adultery, married woman. And then she said that she didn't know that it was also to commit adultery. I mean, that could be possible today, but even in the days of the Marich, there were such ignorance and stupid women too. So she said she didn't know it's osa. No one ever told her that it's osa for a married woman to commit adultery. So the Marich passed in that she's a soul of violence. Even though the Rambam says that Meshishish is Mizani Beinet, she's late, she's in Tarek Abawa, and even if she's Mizani Beshevet, she's also Mizani Beshevet. So when the Rambam says Mizani Beshevet, it means, let's say the woman didn't know, she thought it was her husband, and it turned out to be somebody else. That kind of Ishgobo, so she's in Tarek Abawa. But if she was not Ishgobo in the Mises, she was only Ishgobo in the Avere of Zeus, so she has all the Bible, because the Torah doesn't say, So in other words, as long as she was in Zidro in the Mises, even though she was a Shigeges in the Avere of Zeus. And he mentions the Rai. The Rai is a very strong Rai, because of Gimore, that is what we do it. Kasher Obadi Theobodi. So in other words, until now, it is there, so it was married to Mordechai. So all the time that she was with Ahasuerus, she did not become Asura and Mordechai. Why? Because she was forced. But if she refused to go to Ahasuerus, so she would be killed. Mashiach, in this time, Ahasuerus didn't even call her. So she took the initiative in order to be master of all Israel. So she certainly did the head there. And but still, she said, Kasher Obadi Theobodiki, that from now on, she would be Asura to Mordechai. Why? But she did it better. So we see that even when a woman commits adultery, we had the bubble, and there she did a mitzvah daily. After all, Mordechai sent her. So she's still Asura Bayo. In other words, the union of Asura Bayo does not depend upon the Mansavir. Two separate things. There is the Maishavir of Isinov, and there is Aloha that if a married woman commits adultery, Birotsi. So, not the image, she's a soul of Aloha. So, even when she commits a mitzvah, she performs the mitzvah like Esther, or like Yore, the Marich says, she's still a soul of Aloha. Like Hamo the Hamo, when she commits a terrific Aloha, but Bishgobo, she's a nervous mood there, so she's certainly a soul of Aloha. But the Marich does not say that that a woman, a married woman, is allowed to submit to snus in order to save somebody else's life. Then the Marid doesn't say. But the Mishnah, the Mid of Yehuda, has here a tshuva. And he says, the Heide Raya, Mies, the Ashomo, Kishim, Shabadati, Obadati. The idea of Shmuel, the Sinan Kufa, and Ches, Sif Kotin Dawa. Vani and Meir, in within Yeshuvah, she in Raya and Yivre Hagmore Kval, she Esther Mesral Mordecha. And then he mentions his pshat. He mentions his pshat in the Gemara. In other words, he is chelik ha-memalit, the Yehud himself is chelik ha-memalit. And the Yehud says that there is another pshat in Kasher Obadi Teobadi. It's not that Esther went to Ahasuerus while she could be initiated in going to Ahasuerus while she was in Shishish. No. So he says that when Mordechai sent her to Ahasuerus, does anyone have any more in your idea? So Rashi says, the Asura Miloch, Rechok, the Ishes Yisroel Shenemso, Muteres Rebayo, Ubirotin Asura. So from Rashi it's Mashma that Esther went to Ahasuerus without Mordechai divorcing her. So Tesis says the Kashi, Kishem Shabbatim Bisabo, Kahabatim Chok, the Intima Ramayo, Hoyo Mikarsho. We came to Teresa as a no. In other words, she remained Asura to Mordechai. He had a simple solution to that problem. He could have given her a divorce. He could have given. So Teresa says, Yesh Lema, Rifi Shekol Maisi Haget, who are the ending, for your Yorei Pen Yisparsen Hadobo Yimaus. So he was afraid to give her a get, because get, lady, and so on. So Mimele, Kashrias might find out, and the whole endeavor to save all this oil would have been frustrated. That's what it is. The Chiddush HaRashba in Gilei as the Kashrias, he understands very well that to give a gift in the ordinary way, you know, with dating and so on, that would make it notorious and the Kashrias should find out. But the halacha is, Midrash says to get kosher. You don't need anything. The Baal, Mordechai certainly knew how to write it. He was one of the ancient places that they were. So, Midraise, Shwens Yogiti. So, is the getting possible? Being he says, is going to say, one of the Gitin is, because of the Chsavyotin, they were already. So, Midraise is a good get. He gets the Chsavyotin without anything. So, Mordechai could have written on a piece of paper, on a piece of parchment, the get. Picks up your day and hand it over. I mean, Mordechai had no opportunity to see Esther many times. All right, so he could have given it to Shliach, he could have pointed to Shliach to hand over that gate. To get over that gate. So in many ways, she would be in the Rashi. That's the Kashi that the Rashba asked. Then the Rashba says, Elo, she mishikin al divrei agadah. That's what he said. In other words, that in other words, that's a tikho, please, the bus, the bias. So, it's a different agony, so you don't discuss it. I mean, that in the mouth by the Rashba itself has to be explained. All right, but this is what the Rashba says. So, the Buddha says the thing of Hanan. In other words, what the Buddha says is contrary to Rashi and the Tikho. But we find many times in the Buddha is chilul kan geschehen. So the Buddha says, in a chanam, that Mordechai did give her a gift. What kind of a gift? The gift of Ksav Yodet. So that involves not only that involves anything and disuning. So you have to have the Sheva Brachas, so you have to have a million, 10 people, that certainly would become notorious if you married her again. And to marry her without Chupay Gdushi, without disuning, Mordechai wouldn't do. So what was the net result? The net result was that she became Asurotin. Not Asura because of the Isa of the Shishish's Nisa. She was not a Shishish at that time when she took the initiative and she went to Ahasuerus because he gave her a get. So, the Eved is a good get, the Eved. With Rabbon, the get is possible, but she remained Asura on him because of Ponaldo Apriyo. So, in other words, Ashon Kesel is one of Arois, Rosh Alon Esaruses, Vinita Wano Esamsui, it's Wano, Al Vichupa Vikedushin. And that means, even with all the Sheva Brachas, because Kalon with Brocha is Ashon of the Bible Kenino. And you cannot have Sheva Brachas without a Minyan, without a Soro. So, in the main way, that's why she said, Kasher Avadu Diyavan. Kasher Avadu Diyavan. Well, that's the Linguri she said, but that's contrary. That's contrary to Rashi and entertaining. Anyway, so he says, alright, then at the end he mentions it. So he says, the Marie doesn't say it. The Marie only says Rizabi Yoel and Rizabi Esther that they did a big mitzvah. So they are, so Tetzra says that the reason is why Yoel did it is because the Hatzel called this one. So on the contrary, from Tetzra's washing its mashma, only because the lives of Klal Yisrael, not of one Jew and not of 100 Jews and not of 1,000 Jews were at stake, but the lives of Klal Yisrael were at stake. That's why she was allowed. But on the contrary, from Texas Washington's mashma, that if the life of individual Jews, possibly even thousands of Jews, not the lives of crowds of Israel has been at stake, then it would be also for Yoel to entice him with news. So this is his effect. But there were some Achaim who were matter, whom he called him good being there, she mutal and she is the hot thing. Giving your hats on the poshes in the table. The Yosha Bena, Masherunisi Beze Chuvo, Ufisha Amile is out of the car. When he wrote this Chuvo, he had to be in the village. He didn't tell him his story. We who have Riske of Beze Chuvo, we can do my ami, she is Chuva Bishak. Chuva Bishak. I think it's the same Haber as the Shusya. But Noshim, the Noshim, Shahom Kubidara, the Koch Malayan, Altruisti Rahab Bisode, in Havura Christim Shekeleise, Lahari Beskulo, the Komo Isha Achas Mehem, Misho Nipasri Alein, the Ischimo Mishtadu Limonish, Fesha Ristim Nivroi, Ache Pisise, the Chalkas Lesheno, Shemisavolo, the Nibalo, the Yav Nazar, while the Kain, the Tzilo is Vailo in Kola Nipashi. So her life was not at stake, but the life of her husband was at stake, and the life of all the other men were at stake. And she enticed him in order to save the life of a husband, and in order to save the life of the other man. So the Chuvah Bris Yaakov, Uposak B'Chuvah Ayi, Sheshapir Ogdo, Umitzvah Rabo Ogdo, Sheshidalte Vodel Hakul Uposak. Rak She'afal Pikei, Nesral Bayer. So the Chuvah Bris Yaakov passed me, actually the same Chaber as the Chuvah Yaakov. So he passed me that while she didn't do any Avere, but I saw the Bayer she is. I saw the Bayer she is. I mean, that depends. I think, in my opinion, it depends upon another child. With the machlekes between the Mekeres HaMishneh and the Yosameach. And we saw that at that point there is a machlekes between Tesis and Ramban. But this is what the Mishyakov passed, that she, on one hand, he passed that she didn't do any other in submitting to Zeus to death. Arch murder, the arch murder. But because she had to do it in order to save the lives of so many people. But on the other hand, that's all the Bible she was. Why? Because this Archristian, he only wanted to kill all the men, but the woman he didn't try to kill. So mainly she was not an Amusim. That conforms the Sheet of Tetzes and Rashi Mitzvah that problem. But it doesn't conform to the sheet of the Ramban. We discussed it on Wednesday. That Chavot. But the Bishyakov itself, why did the Bishyakov pass in that way? Because there is a machleket between the Mechaber and the Ramo. How will he pass it? Says that Obama Bayes, Valdini Foshes, Asur, the Bible, Hana, the Bible is Royal. The Halshinon, Shemonis, Hatiso, Kidilit, Hail, Shoyageno. Shoyageno. So, Taysa Shite goes so far, that's like the Yosomea, that even if it was done, even if she submits to Zeus in order to save her own life, let's say the captor wants to kill her because she stole, she committed a crime. He is not interested in being mizanu with her. He wants to kill her because she stole, she committed a crime. And she redeems her life by suggesting Zeus to the captain. So they just say she's a soul of life. Now let's apply to Yosameach. The Tanuso is only when there is a mice in it. But when there is no mice in it, but the person submits to an avere in order to save a life, so then she's not considered an Amusim. And the Ramban is massive. As long as she did it, mach maspachat nise. So a mele, she should be considered an Amusim. I mean, I'm not saying that according to the Ramban, that the Siakov should have passed him that she's without a Bible. But according to the Ramban, I think, but it's not much, because we can say that even according to the Ramban, she is considered an Amusim if she does it in order to save her own life. But if she does it in order to save the life of her husband, she is not considered an Amusim. However, from the version of the Ramban, Muhammad is an Amusim, so it appears that it doesn't make any difference whether she does it in order to save her life or she does it to save the life of another Jew. As long as she does it to save the life of a Jew, so Mimele is considered an Amusim. That's how it's mashma, but it's not spelled out by Ramban. So Mimele, it's possible that even according to Ramban, the psak of the Bishyakov was correct, that she was actually the Bible. But certainly according to Teitzit, Shite, the psak was correct. I mean, there is no doubt. And then, now let's see how the Shulchan passes, whether like the Ramban or like Teitzit. Oh, Simen Ebenezer und Chassische Simen Zayin, Sifri Dau. Sifri Dau. Konisho, Shelechach, Bisho, Biliakum, Aldimon, Mutter, Afiu, Mikun. Aldimifosh, Asur, Mikune, Rifichoch, Imhoi, Baal, Okeen, Nesrom. So that's like the Rambam. But if Baal is Hoyo, she is not Nesrom. Why? But he says, since the captor wanted to kill her because she committed the crime, she committed the crime, her husband committed the crime, so he wanted to kill her, so maybe in order to save her life, she will submit to the captor in order to redeem her life. So that's why Jesus says, even the Bible is Israel, so the Bible is Israel. If the husband is in Israel, so even if she does it, machmaspachat mother, she's a Musa. So the Bechava passage is like the Rambam. Lefichoch im hoyo bailo kei nesrolo. Mashenki im bailo nisroel is mederet. So then the Rambam says, v'yei shemri, da'o v'nifoshe satsuro, afilu li bailo nisroel, v'chayshino im shemo nisrat yisroel, kidei she yaguo, teises lo rosh v'aturo v'aram. In other words, so the Rambam passes like teises, not like the Rambam. So naturally, according to the Pesach of the Rambam, she says that's all the bailo. Even if she did it in order to save her life, in this case, her life was not even at stake. It was the life of her husband and the other men that were at stake. All right, then he says, but the Messiah at the same time said that she didn't do any avera. She didn't do any avera. And then he mentions, the Messiah mentions the value of Esther and of Yoel. So the Yehuda is Chilka Beis Yaakov. He says, over there it was an union of Hatzomes Klal Yisrael. Hatzomes Klal Yisrael. And from Tesis it's Mashma like the Yehuda, not like from Beis Yaakov. But one thing is sure, from Tesis, insofar as the Yisrael of Gilarayas is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. One Jew or Klal Yisrael, one of them, if the Ruach Nefesh of one person is not Deicha the Yisrael Arayos of Yisho, so the Ruach Nefesh of 10 million Jews is not Deicha either. There is no difference. But we can distinguish between the Ruach Nefesh of one and the Ruach Nefesh of Klal Yisrael in regard to the Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. So that is Teisa Shita. Anyway, so from Teisa, from Tesis, since Tesis emphasizes the fact that the Hatzor of Klal Yisrael was involved, and that's the reason that why Yoel was allowed, is because the Hatzor of Klal Yisrael, the implication being that if the Hatzor of Klal Yisrael had not been at stake, so then she wouldn't be allowed. But not that she wouldn't be allowed because of Yisrael of Gilarayos. Insofar as Yisrael of Gilarayos is concerned, So Pikach Nefesh Josh says, is Deicha Chil Shabbos, is Deicha the Yisra Rayos, that is Yisra Vataisa. It's not Deicha the Yisra Rayos, we come to say. But there is the Mechayim of Kiddush Hashem. But in the Atzor of Klal Yisrael is at stake, so then the Atzor of Klal Yisrael is Deicha Kiddush Hashem. Masha'im Kei, Atzor of Yochim, so on the contrary. So Kiddush Hashem is Deicha the Atzor of Yochim. And that has to be the pshat in Tetzves in Sanhedrin of Zion, when Tetzves says that the posuk the Rabbi Yishev Yoveh has reference to Aaron. In other words, what Aaron tried to do by making the eagle, because the mob was in such a frenzied state that Aaron was sure that if he would fight them back, so they would kill him, and in Yehoveh the leader Shem Hashem came to Novi, then there was no soul salvation for Klal Yisrael. So Aaron made a mistake in judgment. It, on the contrary, had he fought back against the demands of the frenzied mob, so then he would save Klal Yisrael. So, but the Aaron is silent for Hashem because of a mistake in judgment. But the motive, according to Tetzves, was sublime. Why was it sublime? But it's Yoel or Yahweh? The answer is, in Aaron's mistaken judgment, the Hatzor of Klal Yisrael was at stake. And apparently, takes the sheet in Sanhedrin is that Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha the Yisrael of HaVizor. The Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha the Yisrael of HaVizor. But it's mitzat kibush Hashem. He is mechuyev to be mitzat nefesh himself. So when the child has to say kibush Hashem, that's only when it's a child kach nefesh of Yochi. But when it's kach nefesh of Klal Yisrael, so there is no chiyuv of kibush Hashem. So that's why Arei maybe. I mean, that's basically. Now we'll finish it now. It's a few minutes after 12. But for Sunday, I want to finish the Indian of Yoy Royale. So go over the Sukhi in Avizor, that new Dalit, that when Gimore, Izeo Neva, Koshein Nisi Bishay, the Nazi Bain is rotting, Hain Sakadome Mask, where Abdelin is Rahman Patre, so Elo Maro, the Hako Hoyo, the Kwawi Sopin, Shapar, Rakos, the Halbin, the Shiom, then Yotzeinis, and you'll go over the Tatesley of Mastiff Lord of Zere and Hobbitina Hobby Paretsi. I mean, in these places we see the descendants of Yehovah Yahweh. All right. And you also, if you didn't go over the Baramoya and the Ramban and the Hamis and Sanhedrin, so you should go over the Yom Shah. Okay. Watch two separate verses.
Testing Suvos Dal Cheshon Hetoshim Mem Beis,
Here is not the place for that guilt. Alright, so the Mohammed says that it's not a sheep, it's easier. Abai Omar is more than the Kasha, where Esther is a Yahweh. So Abai says Esther Kasha Ilo. And Rope says, I know it's Asim Shan. Abai Omar is the Kasha Ilo, Moisa. Rope Omar, I know it's Asim Shan. Nikatin and Hashke. We pass. The Arizoi do Arayas is Shechazomi, Reishne Bitsine, Reishne Bitahesye, Reishne Bishatashmar, the Reishne Shalui Bishatashmar, the Hoi Moyabe, the Moyi Boyabe Atmo, the Lati Kobi, the Motor Raven Rabot Ave, Hanoya Mahasave, the Kimu Ave is Alolo, the Hoi Moyabe, Kigasin and Hosom, the Homi Scrapping Hoots Masarashero, the Kulokidi Sosom, Vare Rifuo, the Homi Scrapping Masarashero, Lave Ramizori, El Nisanui Udi Nisanino, Vapiroche E Nisrapi Nimeno, Apiro Riponi Foshes. Apiro Riponi Foshes. Kleim Achille Shei Vizakone, Vinto Kleim Achille Vizakone. So he says that not only Abizorai itself is Yoyo Yabe, even what other Shein call Abizrai Ramizori. The Balamoya doesn't use the Russian Abizrai. Abizrai means, the literal meaning of Abizrai is a pertinent. I mean, Averes that are pertinent Abizrai. Or some of the Shemin use the word another expression, Abak Arayas, Abak Abizrai. I mean, it's the same thing. So, the Balamoya says, not only the Chiyuv of Mitzvah Nefesh for Abizrai itself, of Arias himself, but even for the Abbas, the Abizraidah himself, the Abizraidah Arias, there is also a chiyuv of the Hoi Vodah. So, our love even the Chimisrape is before the Chimisrape Matashe, the Gemara says in Sochi, the Hoi Misrape, Chutz Matashe. In other words, if somebody is sick, and the doctor says he has to eat chazar, he has to eat chayla, he has to eat chometz arayim. So he can eat everything because gachna b'shibicha. But suppose the doctor says that in order to be cured, he has to take a certain medicine, famatzi asheiro. So then he's not allowed to take that as a medicine. Why? Because so the Barmoyer and the Ram. You see, they explain in Rabbeinu, they explain it on the basis of a Bizrayed Amizor. Now, of course, if somebody is Nemi Ma'ati Asher, let's say, certain herb that is an Ati Asher, the roots of Amizor, it grows. So, he doesn't become really Amizor by taking those herbs. But what Isa does it involve? It involves an Isa of Reidotik Biyot Chomum Nachir. We saw the table we said, that's a law against being Neme from Abizor. So you're not allowed to be Neme from Abizor. Let's say you have an orange tree, and the orange tree was planted. We should not have Abizor. So that's a Mitashero. You're not allowed to eat the oranges of that tree. So it's not an Abizor of Abizor itself. It's an Abizor of the Dobit Biot Chonon Achero, of the Sobi Teibo Bizar. You're not allowed to be Neme from Abizor. So in Mandek Yisrael, there is Yoy Olam. Now, Teisus in Zohar says, oh, that's what they are without. At the bottom of the dot, done. Ki osher rabin omer aviyechen b'chol mischapi chutz mabizoi do arayes u'shvechizot. And then omer aviyachik omer aviyechen b'chol mischapi chutz me'asasher. Hechidom, ine medike zakone asasher aname, vidreke zakone, afu kom isu mishpatir aname loy, leilom dike zakone, v'atulokhe asasher loy, titani rablezer ene, אם נמה בכל נפשך, לא מנמה בכל מידך, אם נמה בכל מידך, לא מנמה בכל נפשך, אלא לא ימה לך. אם בין שודם שבכל שולות מלומני, לקחנמה בכל נפשך, ואין שודם שמאמין לכל כל מיגוף, לקחנמה בכל מידך. סותי שסרס, מיר לבין, ימי ראה כגי שיוכל ונשחפי לשור עצי, אלא בזה, כגי נאו נשאי נמושוי דברכת, משום יאוסר ומיטה בוסר הבזור, וגם בן דומה, והמזור התלשני שלא שכי נוחש, ובו יעקב ישבר סחניה לרפייסי, ולמיכה ירד משמואל, משום דמינוס משכו, ומפורש בראשה אומר, בפרשמין השחוצים שהוא יורד תלמיוק חשבואל, בשם זק, אבו העולמי, כבי ששור, כדעבי נוסון, ורבעבו ירום להם, יעקב, מיכה, סמי אש, אסו. So, תלשי שיטאיז, ודרם ישחיל, אמפייסי. Tese says that when we say the Chol Mischapi Chutz Me'atzei Asheiro, if the doctor who administers that medicine will couple the medicine with a certain lacha shlishim abrizor. So the melee is mechuyev to be mizanefesh himself, even though the lachash is lemaila lemaila melee. But everybody will see that the doctor, let's say, administers a certain medicine, and he couples it with a certain lachash la'avizore, what will everybody think? What will everybody think? I mean, to use an expression used by the Rambam, what will Kipshiru Nisayirom, the great Gerwin Yisrael think? That he was cured. He was cured by the lachash. The truth is, the lachash has nothing to do with the cure. The cure took place as a result of the medicine that was administered. But since the doctor is an Eved Avizore and he wants to spread the Avizore gospel in the world, So mainly he coupled this medicine with lahash. So mainly because you've mashed. So he's mechuyev to mitzvah himself. But suppose the doctor just administers a medicine that is a derivative of Ati Hashiva and he doesn't couple it with the lahash mishima mizoreh, so then he doesn't have to be mitzvah himself. So what do we see from Tesis? The Tesis is chelik and the shite of Abizrael Abizor. Because what are the materials in the Gemara for Abizrael Abizor? What are the materials in the Gemara for Abizrael Abizor? So the materials in the Gemara for Abizrael Abizor is Atu. One Gemara is the Chol Mishrach in Chutz Ma'atzeh Hashero, and the other Gemara is the Gemara of Maisei Be'echot Shehelo Yubitino, the Omru Arefin, Emer Nifuah Ashi Tiboyle. So Omru Chachom in Yomus, Val Tiboyle. So Omru Arefin, Tamil from Barufo. So the Chachom said, Yomus, Val Tamil from Barufo. Tisata Rit Macheri Adeder. So Yomus, Val Tisata Rit Macheri Adeder. So that is the other way. For Abizrael Arayis here, the Tamil from Barucho does not involve the Nisya of Arayis as such, it's only, it's a Nisya of Abizrael Arayis. So that's not a Nisya of Arayis, still the Chachonim say, Yomus Val Tisaperim Machir Ayer. So that's the Ram's other Ayer, that there is a Loche of Abizrael. Now, as a matter of fact, so some Rishonim say that over there, so the Gemara says, a woman Doma says that she was a Pnuyo. So the Gemara had a question, she was a Pnuyo, so Michael Hyde, why did the Chachonim say yes, it was a Nefesh? So the Gemara says, because of the special Takonish, the way he ate this Yisroel's after. So he knew this Yisroel puts it by eyes. So mainly it's a special takone, not because of Abizrael. But the Ram says, no, we cannot say that. Because the Gemara says, Pishwe il mandoba ishishi, shak el mandoba pnuyo Michael Hai, more than the Teret, kidei shalo iblis Yisroel puts it barayet, kidei shalo iblis Yisroel hefta, but this Yisroel hefta. So that means that only, according to mandoma, that knew your also, so we have to resort to special takonim. But according to Mandoma, Ishishish also, we don't have to resort to special takonim. So we could be it. He had to be misrepresented himself. Why? Because of Abizrael. But some Rishonim would say, no, there is no halacha of Abizrael. I mean, Tesis would also say the same thing. Because Tesis says here that when does the Gemara say, Nasashevo, he cannot be misrepresented, only if the Reifin couples the medicine with the lahash. So then it's mashka. But otherwise, not. If he doesn't couple it with the lahash, so then one is allowed, the chilashim sakoni is allowed to take the medicine in derivative of atzashiro, even though it involves the law of mitzvah yotamun lachirem of mitzvah yotamun lachirem. But that's not a mitzvah. So why does the Gemara say over there, Yomus Val Tamil Lufon of Barumo, or Yomus Val Tisata Rime in Machiri Adedea, so Tesis probably explained the Gemara that way. In other words, that the Makshin also understood that there was a special takone of this Yisroel Putzit Barai. So Melech, according to the Mandoma, that Ishishish also, so in connection with Nus Mamech, Mim Kreditine, he's mechuyev to be nisan nefesh himself because it involves the nisan of arayis. So the melech, the chachomim mo misakei is special takone. The chachomim mo misakei a special takone. And they said that even if it doesn't involve arayis mamish, but just tamidu for barumo tisakei machir agedea, is in order that this Yisroel should not be putzis barayis, so it's yomis. Val Tamil from Barumo, Yomus, Val Tisapir Machiragel. Because regarding Mir Mamesh, he's Mechuyev, Midrayezet in Mishrayezet. But if we say Pnuyo, So wie a mannish is not the way of the Reise to be Misanefesh himself. So why should the Chachamim say be Misake? Because of Loye Misisroi put it by Reis. So the Gemara says that even if in connection with the Knuyo, there is still that Chachamim. But if it is a Shishi, so the Makshin also understood the term of Misisroi put it by Reis. But the Makshin didn't think that the Chachamim would apply the takone of Nisisoy Putz Barai is with Abit Nuyo. But in the Haname, even vis-a-vis Shishish, it's not on the basis of Abit Raya, but it's on the basis of a special takone. Of a special takone. As a matter of fact, the Rosh Hashanah, now, the Torah is mashmid, the whole halacha. The Mechaber does mention that halacha, but the Torah is mashmid, the whole halacha of Yomus Valdisakarim Machere Adem. He's mashmid the whole halacha. I think that the Chavis Yoy, I think so, I'm not sure. It's a number of years since I saw that Tzuga of Chavis Yoy. I think that the Chavis Yoy says that since the Gemara says that in Tzitakone of Nesisroi put it by Raiz, or going to Nesisroi, Nesisroi have care, so that was a Takone Risho. It was only in Yerua Shor, and which here the Chachonim, Makadomim, Matero, the Fisho. True, I mean, here the Chachonim could be Misaki in the Davis, because here is the Shemot Ais, because all the Chachonim said, you have to let yourself be killed. So in other words, so he has to be Sheval Taisi, the Sheval Taisi, the Chachamim and the Kiyah, even to be Eichel David. But I think the Chavis Yoyer explains that way in the Sheet of the Torah, that that was only Rasho, a temporary takone by the Chachamim. Kedei Shalei Ibnis Yisroel Kutzit Barayit, and that if Elinore Shalei Ibnis Yisroel Hefkeah, it wasn't a takone with David. Anyway, so we see from the Torah, that even vis-a-vis a shishish. So when is there a chiyu of Miseras Nefesh, Znus Mamish. But other Averes, that are only Abis Raya, so there is no chiyu of Miseras Nefesh. Why? Because many Rishayim reject the whole concept of Abis Raya. Yes, what do you
mean? Is it possible that the Ramban,
So according to the Rambam, there is a chiyuv malchus. If he does it, there is time. And according to the Rambam, there is no malchus. So there are two machines in the Rambam. One machine in the Rambam is that he doesn't even involve himself. And the whole Roshi in the Safro, is Sikhrikulikau, Selvo, is Nasmach. And then there is another Roshi in the Ramban that he does involve himself, I say. But, Malkes there is. In other words, what does it mean? That because there are many in Suri, many Lav, where the Pshitishal Mikro has referenced one thing. But we deduce from the Midish Akhenon impressions then another reason. So then, Malkes there is only for the main Israel that is implicit in the law, not for the other Israel that are deduced. For example, there is a law in the Torah, in Parsha Shefti, Kisikha Toriya Milochet, Risash Kisaseitz. Risash Kisaseitz, so it doesn't mean that K, when you shash Muhammad. Even Shalom is shash Muhammad. So the Rambam passes, if somebody will chop down and eat smachot, wasteful, not for a purpose, let's say either a purpose, because the tree is afflicted with a certain sickness, a certain disease, like the trees in Chicago. So most of the trees in Chicago are afflicted with a certain disease, and because of that they chop down most of the trees in Chicago. So there is no law of disaster to say so. But if he one does it wastefully, so then he's high enough. But then the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, if somebody is Kireya Kim Bechamosei, Mishabo Kim Bechamosei, or Kireya Beged Bechamosei, he's also even allowed to rise. But Malkes, he's not high. Only if he chops down a tree and it's Machel, who in the wasteful manner his high mountains. But if he just wastefully breaks, caters, cutting, he's either above the rising, and he's on the rising. But mountains is not high. So the Rambam is in Rambam says, as the kasha, why not? So the Rambam says that the Pashto Mikro has reference on its mile because the Torah spells out with Sashtis and Eitzot. Kyoto Mitzasote and so on. So the Pashto Mikro has reference to its mile. But the Chachom Amarde, other have stayed in Momay, in the cloud. But that's not Ija itself. So the Mele, when, so it's Elash of the Chorus. What is Elash of the Chorus? If the love has many issues, let's say, Rizichua now, so it implies Elisea against Achil, the Zero Mele, it implies Elisea against Ichim, Nahim, or Kinichi, it's in Apsho, even though the Behemi, Shchiti was already realizing the Behemi, but the Behemi is still in Bacheses, so if a person will cut off a limb from the behemoth after Shchite, while the behemoth is still with Acheses, and you'll need that while the behemoth is still living, you'll be able to use the Raisa. Not in the high, because Shchite removed the Yisrael of Eilam Lachai, but the Yisrael of Lesechum Nadav. So for all these things, there is no Malkis. Why is Lash of the Horns? So in Mele, if a certain law implies a certain Yisrael, mitzad the pshutishal mikro, it implies a certain mitzad. But then, mitzad the yudhidish atinon in precious man, so it implies another mitzad, so that means the ikalav has reference to one mitzad. And the other mitzad is nichlal. So regarding the other mitzad, it has a dino plash of the bones. Now the pshutishal mikro of Mitzashka Sesenso has reference to an itzmachal. But other reps in the moment are deduced from the cloud. So regarding other reps in the moment, it's a lapse of Chlomis, there is no Malta. Or, let's say, Maltishat. So the Gemara says in Makis that if somebody is Mashes Mikobo, if somebody is Echod Yedayim Suove, so it's even Maltishat. Still, so the Rambam says it's a Bar Mitzvah, if somebody will eat food with filthy hands or from a filthy dish, he's even allowed the rice of Maldishatsu. But Malkis is not high. Why? But the Gemara deduces it from the posse of Maldishatsu. So officially, if somebody is mashing Kobo, so there is no mice, so he couldn't get Malkis because he doesn't do any mice. But when he eats the Yodaitis or the Yodaitis with filthy, unclean hands, then he should be high Malkis. So again, the Rambam says, because Pashti Bikor has reference to Achil Ashkotim or Muslim. But the Gemara deduces other things from that law. So the Mele regarding other things that are not implicit in the Pshutish of Mikro, it's a Rashi Bechorus. So that's the Pshat in the other Rosh in Ramban. One Rosh in Ramban is the Kiyo Boso without beer, so there's nothing about the Israel that I say, it's only Israel Rabbono. So the whole Rosh is Asmachte. And the other Rosh is that it's not an Asmachte, but the Pshutish of Mikro of the Sikhe Venikal Israel Bo has reference to beer mamish. And other Kiruv Boso that are stived are deduced from the posse. So maybe there is no Malkis. Anyway, but whether there is a Nisan Raisi or there is a Nisan Rabbono, so still some Rishenim apply the Alohe of Israel. And even if it involves a Nisan Rabbono, we still can apply the Alohe of Israel. Because Yesh Keyav Yat Chachamim Wakadov and Nato and Shev Al Taif. But
same
one,
the
last
one, the
last
one,
the
last
one. If we don't apply the concept of Abizraya, so true, according to the Rambam, it's a lot of mamish, there is Malkis. But it's not a Rayas, it's another Yisrael. So why should it be all Mo Yavet?
Every time it says a Mishra,
no, but that's Rambam's Alochet. But here we got the all Mo Yavet. So there is a hekesh between Ritziche and Arayis. So the hekesh is between Ritziche and Arayis, mamish, not of Israel, but I'm the shame saying that there is a aloha of Israel. But that's another aloha, but not only shame. One second. not only shouldn't agree with the halacha of Israel, Tesis, for example, does not agree with the halacha of Israel, because Tesis says, when we say that we are not allowed to be Mishrafim Ma'ase HaShecho, only the doctor couples the medicine with the lachash l'abrizone. So it's much for l'abrizone. Otherwise, but if it doesn't couple it with the lachash, so then it's Mishrafim Ma'ase HaShecho too. So, apparently, Tesis Shita is that there is no halacha of Israel. So how about the Gemara of the Yomus Valdisatvahim Machiri Agedera? So we see that some Rishonim explain, even with Gabi Shishish, they explain this halacha of Yomus Valdisatvahim Machiri Agedera on the basis of the special takonet of Yehid Nisisroyo Putis Barayis or Yehid Nisisroyo Hefner. So Mele, but the Machshin himself understood that relative to Ishishish, we can understand there is a special takonet of this is why put it by Bayis. But the Machshin didn't think that relative to Pnuyor there should be such takonet. So the Tarsim in the Teretz, that even relative to Pnuyor there is still such takonet. But even with Gabi Ishishish, if it doesn't involve Bayis Mamesh, it's not on the basis of the regular being of Yahweh Yahweh, but on the basis of a special takonet. And according to the Torah, the Chabad Yoyer says, that takonet was only temporary takonet. That's why the Torah is mashmit this aloche of Yomus Valtisatur Imachi Ageda. And then, in the Rosh Rambam, there is also a very remarkable deal. My uncle, Rav Nachum Krakovsky, Avigdus HaMelech, so he takes notice of this deal in the Rosh Rambam. When the Rambam says, and in the Rambam we have to say that, because the Rambam is one of those Rishonim who reject the concept of Abizrael. The Rambam doesn't even mention Bachel Misrapi Chutz Mi'atze Hashem. So I heard from my father, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara Bachel Misrapi Chutz Mi'atze Hashem? So my father said that apparently, according to the Rambam, so when the Gemara says Bachil Mishrapim Chutz Mi'atze Hashem, so the Gemara has reference to a case where it's the Derech Avidos Avikam. Let's say, now, the Aloche Ba'adam Zohar is, if somebody is even the Avidos Zohar, the way the idol worshippers, the pagans, worship it, so then it's Chayim Nisim. Even if the form of worship involves the Zohar, Zile Kevin Makuris. So, Zile Kevin Makuris. It's an Aveda of Bizoyen, but that's the way they worship the Abizor of Makuris. So if somebody will throw stones on the Makuris, so it will be Chayim Nisim, because there have to be done. So my father said that apparently the Rambam doesn't mention Bachel Mishrapi Chutz Mi'atze HaShecho, but the Rambam says that if a Chayre, so he says, ומשרפים בכל איסור שבתאים או במוקים סקונת, חוץ מעבדת כחוד. He doesn't even mention at the asher or in the case where the doctor couples the medicine with the lachash on it. I'm should mention that? No. From the Rambam it's mashma that if it's not a question of Abizori itself, there is no Yoy or Yavir. And even if the doctor who administers the medicine of Atzi Ashero will couple it with Lachash Olai, so the doctor does it. But the Chayre is allowed to take advantage of the medicine. And if the doctor couples it with Lachash Olai, that's his problem, according to Rambam. So what does the Rambam do with the Gemara Chutz Mi'atze HaShecho? So the Rambam applies it to a case where the Derech Avidoso of a certain Avidizore is by eating the fruits of the Asher. Let's say the practice of the Avidizore is to eat oranges of the Asher of Avidizore. So I mean, their practice is to dedicate to plant a tree or an orange tree or an apple tree. So, Avidizore, and the way to worship that Avidizore is by eating the fruits of the Asher. Then it's a Mizor Mamish, like Zinah Kevin with Makuris. So in such a case, it's Yod Yav. Anyway, but the Rambam does mention the Aloche of Yomus Valtisaturim Machiri Agedea, but Avigdus HaMelech was Nidai from Rosh Rambam. Everybody should be Nidai from Rosh Rambam. The Rambam says that on the three Averes, it's Yod Yav. Then he says, in Aloche Tes, Mi Shenosan Inov Bimisho, The whole of the not alongs, the umbu horinfin, aimly the four at the boiling, yomus the outy boiling, a few hoods of New York, Vafil with Dabirim of Mahira Agedea, a neighbor with the car, the yomus, the Rodeo with Dabirim of Mahira Agedea, shall he who makes his soil head care, the Yobeo be drawing name will be free by rights. So that is another thing, die for Saram. He should say, yomus, yomus, yomus. Why did he say? So he says, a mirror with that. In other words, because the, according to Rambam, there is no aloha about Israel. But here there was a special takone. And the special takone, and we see that Chavis Yoyer says, according to the two, it was only a rasho. It was not even a takone with Eirens. It was only a takone with Fishor. Yesh Keob Yad Best like a Dolom Nator. So according to Rambam, it wasn't a takone with Fishor. It was a takone with Eirens. Now, how can the Chachomim be Misakel in Takon with Eirens that he should die? After all, the Rambam Shittim is that whenever an Anos forces a Jew to be Mechal Shabbos, otherwise he'll kill him. So if he's misanefesh himself, he's in Abed Asmur Das. The answer is, but this in Abed Asmur Das is the Sheval Tais. He just lets the Anos kill him. So the name of Yeshkei Abed Chachomim like a dog on the Torah, Bishabal Taise. So the Chachomim were only Eikeya that Bezdin shouldn't pass him. Shouldn't pass him to the woman that comes in front of Aruma, because that will be conducive to immorality. But if the woman does it herself, she has no idea. Why? Because only Arayas is your Yahweh. But Abisrael Arayas.